Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings and welcome to my podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'm Kim Wilson. Today we're talking about women who hurt other women. I think about this topic often because I meet hurt women all the time, and it becomes a topic or a problem for a woman when that hurt impairs the relationships with other people or in other areas of a woman's life. Women who have been hurt by other women, they have been hurt either by their mother, their sister, their friend, coworker, female boss, or a woman sleeping with her husband or her man. Now, don't forget, hurt women also include those who may have been the topic of another woman's gossip. A couple of years ago, I remember leaving a salon and feeling horrible, awful. I realized that I felt awful because, number one, my hairstylist had a bad attitude, and several of the women in the salon engaged in conversation that was negative towards other women. I thought to myself, how can this be? I'm leaving a salon. I just paid this money to get my hair done. I should be feeling amazing. I should be feeling lifted. But I felt awful because of all of the negative energy that I experienced with being around those group of women. To be specific, what was happening in that moment, when I look back, women were hurting other women. This wasn't the first time I felt awful either after being around a group of women. And I'm asking myself, what causes women to hurt other women? You know, you would think that because we are of the same gender, we've shared some of the same experiences, that we are familiar with some of the hurt and pain, that just from a woman perspective, we understand one another on a level that allows us to be more nurturing and more loving towards one another. But no, that's not always the case. In my work with women, I have found that insecurity builds a foundation of social and emotional problems. When women are not secure of how they look, their success, or can identify their talent, they struggle with recognizing their self-worth. And not knowing your self-worth can cause problems in relationships with other women. It creates room for envy and jealousy. Now, some women look at what other women have and they want it. They covet it. That's envy. And sometimes that manifests itself in a way of that woman being unsupportive of great news when you've just got a promotion or something. It's feeling jealous. It can be no support and just negative energy. You're like, well, wait a minute. I just gave you some good news. And I've known you for a long time. You're pretending to be happy, but that's not your natural state of happy. So I'm not really feeling that you're happy for me. Now, I like to think of jealousy as the sister to envy. Both envy and jealousy can nurse feelings of inadequacy. And a lot of times, when women feel envious or jealous, what happens is there's this message that floats around in the brain that creates feelings of less than, inferiority, like you're not good enough, you're not that. And so when people start feeling not good enough, a lot of times their behavior start to line up with their emotions and their thought process. Now, if you think about a woman, you know, say she's been friends with this woman for 2 or 3 years, they met in the workplace. They started out as really great friends. All of a sudden, one of the friends received a promotion. And in the same year that she received a promotion, she lost 50 pounds. Whoa, a double whammy now. You know, when you start comparing your waistline to somebody else's, that can really do it to somebody. Because what that does too, it puts attention on that other person. And that other woman may struggle with some of that, with the other woman receiving more attention than her. So you have these two women, they work in the same workplace. One just received a promotion, lost 50 pounds, and here's the doozy. Now, both of these women have been single for 3 years, and all of a sudden, this other woman has met somebody, and they are dating hot and heavy. So three great things have happened for this other woman. And the other woman is struggling to feel happy because she's saying, you know what? I want that. Because now your promotion is going to give you the ability to change your lifestyle. So you're going to be able to buy more and do more. I want that. And now you lost 50 pounds. Now you're getting more attention. So when we go out, I have more men. There are more men looking at you than there are looking at me. And I take issue with that. And then now you actually have somebody. Okay. So everything that you have puts a spotlight on what I do not have. And that creates envy. And that can create jealousy. Now for the unbalanced woman, that's what that creates. Now for the balanced woman, what you're going to find is support. I'm happy for you. You know, a genuine, I'm happy for you. And if anything, she's going to be inspired by what she see and say, you know what? She just got a promotion. I need to look at some of the things that she has done and maybe I can operate in a similar way or a different way. But sometimes what ends up happening is this secret competition begins. You know, I want to one up you. I want to see if I can do it better. I want to see if I can go further. And I can understand a little friendly competition, but usually when you already have a foundation of insecurity there, and then you throw a couple of dashes of envy and jealousy, it's a dead end road. It's a road that leads to nowhere. And honey, I say stay off of those dead end roads. And just to talk about insecurity a little bit, because that's at the base. That's what sits up under envy and jealousy, insecurity. And when a woman is insecure, she doesn't feel good about where she is or who she is. Nothing about all of that makes her feel safe. When she walks into the room, she's not walking into the room feeling proud and confident. She's walking in the room with a little bit of fear of, what if I'm not pretty enough? What if I'm not thin enough? What if I'm not smart enough? What if I'm not enough of something? And that does not create confidence. When you are confident, that is the best. Excuse me. When you are confident, that is the best thing that you can wear as a human being. And when self-worth is blurred, and that's how self-worth gets blurred, when we are not secure, then we become capable of hurting other women through our words and through our actions. That's how we end up sleeping with somebody else's husband, because we don't know our self-worth. Because usually when we know our self-worth, it's like, no, you don't get to have me. You can't understand my worth because you're already tied to somebody else, and that's a dead end road. And I stay off of dead end road, so you cannot have me. So how do we fix it? How do we fix it if we know that we have been in a pattern of hurting other women through our words, through our actions, you know, being sarcastic, being negative, not being supportive? How do we change that? Well, first we have to acknowledge the insecurity, the envy, the feelings of jealousy, because we cannot change anything we do not acknowledge. And once we acknowledge all of that, we can actually make a conscious effort to say, you know what? Instead of me comparing myself to this other person and looking at what they have, I'm going to make a choice. I'm going to embrace the power of choice to be inspired and to do something different. My very first relationship with a woman was with my mother. My mother has always been and still is supportive. That's what that was the foundation of my relationship with the woman. My mother, she was loving towards me. She used her words to show me love. She used her actions to show me love. And most importantly, my mother, she showed me how to love other women. My mother, she was loving and is loving towards her sister. I saw my mother be loving towards her mother. I saw my mother do everything she could to make her mother, which was my grandmother, happy until my grandmother transitioned out of this world. So I had a wonderful role model for how to treat women. And so I say to you, look at your role model. Look at the very first woman you had a relationship with. What was that relationship like? And what did she teach you about having relationships with other women? How did you see your mother treat other women? I was fortunate enough to grow up in a two-parent household. So I only saw my mother date and be with my father. So there are some women out there who have not had strong bonds with their mother, and they saw their mother bond and attach to men before they attached to them. So they saw their mother put men first. And certainly if you saw your mother put men first, that can have an impact on the relationship that you have with women. If you never had a relationship with your mother where you could trust her, you were not able to trust your mother to love you. You were not able to trust your mother to not judge you, criticize you. That can impact the way you operate with women as well. For me, it has been easy for me to develop personal relationships with women. And I wholeheartedly believe because of the relationship that I had and I have with my mother and my sister. And we have a lot of sisters out there, blood sisters, that struggle to have positive relationships with one another. And sometimes when we look at that leadership line, the parental relationship, it stems right there, because that's where the model is. And so in order to move into this space where we stop hurting other women, we have to take a strong look at ourselves and say, you know what? How do I treat her? How do I treat myself? How do I view myself? Because when the self-worth is where it's supposed to be, you're going to feel secure and you're going to feel confident in your relationships with women, and you're going to be able to offer support, use your communication skills. And one of the things that happen with women, when we don't agree on something, instead of us like having that conversation with one another and try to figure out what the problem is, we go off and have the conversation with somebody else. And that's hurtful. So we're still hurting another woman because we're not having the relationship with her to open up the space for her to become a better human being. And I think when two women are balanced, they're going to be able to have that conversation without hurting and re-injuring one another again. And even if the conclusion is, well, thank you for adding to my life. And sometimes people just grow in different directions, or sometimes they just grow in different directions, and the bond that brought you together initially is no longer there, because sometimes just because you work in the same workplace, that is what brings you together. And, you know, sometimes because you have a mutual friend, or, you know, you have an interest in ice cream making, you know, and that is the bond that ties you together. And sometimes, you know, friendship, women, you know, we are together for a season, sometimes for a reason, and then for a lifetime. But the reason is never to hurt each other. Our job as women is to love one another, lift one another, support one another. It is my immediate wish that I see more women move in the direction of loving their fellow sister through her words and through her actions. And it starts with taking a look at the person in the mirror and saying, you know what? Today, I choose to love my fellow woman. I choose to love my fellow sister through my words and through my actions. And it just really boils down to the golden rule. Treat others the way that you would want to be treated. And sometimes the other side of that is some people are so familiar with being treated badly that they reject being treated well because it's not familiar to them. But change is possible. And the only change I want to see us participate in as women is to treat each other well. And if you see a woman that's struggling with feeling insecure in your own gentle way, you know, give her what you need that is within your capacity. And sometimes for some women, it requires some additional help, such as counseling, so they can get to that place of being able to feel secure in dealing with feelings of shame that may have come from previous relationships with women and not feeling adequate. So I say to you again, let's help our fellow women today, our fellow woman, by loving her, supporting her, and lifting her, and not being that person to hurt her. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you feel just a little bit better than you did at the start of this podcast, please know and understand that you've just been loved. Please know my comment section is open on my website. Hey, take a look, comment, and let's see what happens. Let's see what conversation we can get into. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.